I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Cities that work to create safe roads for bicyclists wind up making those roads safer for everyone. That's according to just published research into 12 bike-heavy American cities, including Austin, Seattle, Memphis, and Oklahoma City. The co-author of the study is a researcher at the University of New Mexico. Nicholas Ferencek teaches in the Department of Civil, Construction, and Environmental Engineering, and he's with me now. Nick, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Spencer.
Previous research showed that cities with lots of bicyclists were safer for all road users, but the study didn't say why. What did you assume was the reason way back when, before you started this research?
Getting into this research, we were building upon a paper that we had published a few years ago. We found that with more bicycling in cities, those cities would actually get safer. And that's a bit counterintuitive because when you think of modes like public transit, it is a very safe mode, and cities with a lot of public transit are very safe cities. But we found that bicycling, which is a relatively unsafe mode, but cities with a lot of bicycling are actually safer than cities without bicycling and safer for all road users. So the purpose of this paper was to figure out what's going on. I guess one of the assumptions that we started with was something called safety in numbers, which has been proven with a number of pieces of research that with more pedestrians and bicyclists on our streets, those pedestrians and bicyclists will become safer. And the thinking behind that is that with more pedestrians and bicyclists on the street, drivers are going to be more aware, they're going to be paying attention. So we were kind of going into this research thinking maybe that was what was going on in our bicycle cities.
But in fact, it wasn't.
I would say that we did find safety numbers was an element, but it wasn't the most important factor. So we broke our factors into three different groups. Travel behavior, things like maybe people are getting out of cars and getting onto bicycles. Of course, you're not going to kill anybody if you hit them with a bicycle. The second category that we looked at was built environment. So maybe cities with a lot of bicycling that are getting safer, they build their roads differently. And the third category was what we call demographics, gentrification. So maybe cities with a lot of bicyclists are gentrifying, and we have different types of bicyclists moving into these cities, and they have different kinds of behaviors. So those are the three categories that we broke it into. And we found that the most important category was actually the built environment. So cities with a lot of bicyclists seem to be building their cities differently. And we found the most important factor was separated, protected bicycle facilities. So if a city has a lot of separated, protected bicycle facilities, they're going to have more bicyclists. And not only are those bicyclists going to be safer, but also drivers are going to be safer, walkers are going to be safer.
Give us an idea of what these bike facilities are.
Most of Albuquerque has your standard bike lanes. So you look over to the side of the road and the curb, and you've got about 6 feet with a little bicycle emblem there, and that's a standard bike lane. We also have buffered bike lanes. So you have your 6 foot bike lane, but then you also have a little 2 foot patch between the bikes and the moving vehicles, and that's the little buffer. But there's no physical separation, there's no protection. So recently, cities have been introducing what we call protected bike lanes. In that buffer, you put a planter or you put bollard to give some kind of physical protection to those bicyclists from those moving vehicles. So kind of three different levels of bike facilities.
And by bollards, you mean those cylindrical metal objects that stick up out of the road?
Yes. Yeah. Some cities will use heavy-duty cylindrical metal bollards. Other cities will use little plastic bollards, which, okay, there's some separation there, and you can tell bicyclists moving vehicles. There's a distinction there. But if somebody's checking their cell phone and they hit one of those bollards, is that going to stop them? No, not really. So that's kind of, in my mind, a little bit of a hybrid between not true protection, but there is some kind of physical presence there.
And what about signage? Would you consider that part of bike facilities?
No, I would lean against using signage. In my mind, to be safe, a bicyclist needs some kind of space. They need a space of their own that they're not going to be threatened by moving motor vehicles. Just taking an unsafe road and putting a sign there that says, share the road, well, that doesn't really give that bicyclist any safe space. Maybe when you put that sign up, it will change driver behavior for a week or two, but give it a month or two and people will be right back to driving just like they always did. So that's a really good point, because a lot of cities right now are installing hundreds of miles of sharrows or shared lane markings or signs, things like that. And that's really not giving bicyclists their own safe space that I think they need.
You were saying that more bike facilities in a city makes the roadways safer for everyone. What do you mean by safer?
Safer, we did a pretty comprehensive look at transportation safety. So we gathered not only fatal crashes, which there's pretty good data on the national level, but we also dove into injury data, property damage data, so fender benders, things like that, where no one gets injured, but it's still a crash. And we did that for all 12 of the cities that we looked at, broke it up by neighborhood, broke it up over 13 different years to figure out what kind of trends are really going on. So we took a very comprehensive look at safety.
Is there any way that you can measure the degree of comfort that somebody feels on the road, either somebody driving a car or a bus or somebody on a bike?
What some folks are pushing for is a level of traffic stress to measure how well a bicycle facility is functioning. How comfortable does a person feel using this facility? And right now in the States, we're pushing for kind of what's called AAA, all ages and abilities. You go out on a Saturday morning on tramway and you see hundreds of people in spandex and the fancy bikes, not only providing facilities that they feel safe on, but also providing facilities that, a kid can ride to elementary school, an older person can ride to a cafe and get a cup of coffee. So we want to focus not just on the most visible bicyclists, but we want to focus on everybody, even if they're not on a bike right now. Maybe they want to be on a bike, and we have to be thinking about that.
I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that your study seems to be saying is that cities should encourage people to use their bicycles.
Yes, certainly. Walking and biking are healthy, they're safe, they're environmentally friendly. But then you can also take it from the perspective of a driver. I think it's something like 95% of people in Albuquerque that commute to work commute in a vehicle. And I think it's 85% commute in a single occupancy vehicle, drive by themselves. So from their perspective, if we can get more people onto bikes, that's more cars off the road. Every city in the United States right now is complaining about traffic. Everybody's stuck in traffic. So yeah, sure, if we can invest in these alternative modes of transportation, and I'd like to emphasize that walking and biking, investing in those modes is very cheap compared to the other modes. So if we invest a little bit in there, then we can pull some of these cars off the road, and hopefully we can fix our traffic issues at the same time.
Right, and fix our safety issues as
yes.
well.
Yep. Yeah, definitely.
Albuquerque was not one of the 12 cities that you studied for this research. And I know that you just arrived at UNM last year. What might your findings suggest about how Albuquerque can make its roads safer?
Yeah, that's a great question, because right now Albuquerque is pushing for Vision Zero. I think something like 45 cities across the country have taken the Vision Zero pledge, and that says that we're going to eliminate all traffic fatalities and severe injuries on our streets, which is a great step. Albuquerque has some traffic safety issues. I think something like 400 people are killed every year in the state of New Mexico. 70 of those are killed in Albuquerque, traffic fatalities. And that's more than crime and these other issues that get the headlines a lot. So there's a lot of work to be done in Albuquerque and across the country. I think what we can do is we can continue to push for more facilities for these other modes of transportation. So not only will we get more people walking, biking, taking public transit, which are very safe modes, but by including these facilities, that will actually make all road users safer. So by having protected bicycle facilities, drivers have been shown to slow down, be more attentive. I will say that being a bicyclist riding to work in Albuquerque, I am really impressed with the bicycle network that is in the city. We have a lot of trails, a lot of bike lanes going east, west, north, south. I used to live in Denver, and I feel like for all the hype that Denver gets of being a really progressive, outdoorsy kind of city, I think Albuquerque's network surpasses Denver's. So I think Albuquerque is doing really well, and I think it can continue to invest in these other modes of transportation, bikeways in particular, sidewalks, things like that for pedestrians as well.
Nicholas Ferencek, a professor and researcher at UNM, has co-authored a new study that found providing protected, separate bikeways makes safer cities for everyone on the road. Nick, so great to have you here. Thanks.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.